Welcome to this week's ICANN segment. I'm Annette from Hobart City Mission Disability Services Manager.
And I'm Ewan from Housing Services Program Manager.
And we're here to talk about Hobart City Mission supporting people with a disability who are either experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness. Hobart City Mission is an accredited NDIS provider and have supported people with a disability in southern Tasmania since the early 90s. We provide a variety of support, such as supported independent living, community participation and support coordination. As an organisation, Hobart City Mission supports people experiencing homelessness through providing food packs and other support. In the past year, Hobart City Mission launched the Safe Space program, which was the first in Hobart. Now I'll throw it over to you, Ewan, to explain more.
So Hobart City Mission launched the Safe Space in December 2019, and we did that in partnership with Salvation Army. We launched the program to support people who were experiencing homelessness. Mostly it's primary homelessness, which is people who are sleeping rough and on the streets, but we also support people in secondary homelessness, which is people who are in inappropriate or overcrowded housing or typically couch surfing. We started as an overnight model. We had stretcher beds, we had sleeping bags, and we could accommodate up to 15 people every night. We were open 7 days a week and all year round. There was a place for anyone in homelessness to come and get support, come and get a meal, stay warm, stay dry, and stay safe. Then we had COVID. So the state government funded the program to open 24/7. They also provided money so that the model could be rolled out across the state. There are now safe spaces in Burnie and Launceston. We were also able to increase the support to the overnight program and now have up to 20 people each night. We found a lot of the clients at Safe Space had been disconnected with services for one reason or another. One of the main purposes of the Safe Space was to get these people reconnected with services and get help with housing, help with support, as well as providing a safe place to stay overnight. One of the key things we're doing now is connecting with NDIS and Community Engagement Team on a regular basis. They come into the safe space, have a chat with the clients and help them within the space, so the space is where they feel comfortable. This is opening doors for clients and providing greater access to support. We also bring a range of other services into the safe space, from the Morton Group Medical Service, Orange Sky Laundry, Housing Connect, alcohol and other drug services and mental health services. So really the safe space is about bringing those services to the clients in a space where they feel comfortable. We also have a really big focus on accessibility. We recently moved and had to consider that one of our clients was in a wheelchair. We also have other clients who have mobility issues, so it's important that we have space that they're able to access. We see clients at Safe Space who have undiagnosed disability or complex mental health, which would make them eligible for the NDIS and more support. So being able to connect with those services in a space where they feel comfortable is really important.
We know that sleeping on the streets isn't safe for anyone, but what are some of the additional challenges for people with a disability when they are finding themselves sleeping rough that Hobart City Mission can do?
So safety is massive, and unfortunately people who are sleeping rough are vulnerable to attack from other members of the public. So imagine if someone's got a mobility issue, they might have limited vision or hearing, it makes it really difficult to stay safe when you're sleeping on the streets. The other issue we see is that cities aren't always accessible with people with limited mobility. A lot of the rough sleepers in Hobart are sleeping up on a domain or in nearby bushland. Obviously, that's not easy to get to if you have disability. We also see mental health or intellectual disabilities. And what we see is that this makes people more vulnerable to being manipulated or treated unfairly. It also makes it very difficult for someone to gain access to some of the services. So while there's difficulties for everyone sleeping rough, these are definitely magnified for anyone with a disability. From the other side of things, Annette, how do Hobart City Mission's disability services help people to find housing options before they get to the point of sleeping on the street?
Hobart City Mission has support coordinators. We have a great team. They work with participants to find out what their needs are. That may include helping them to find more appropriate accommodation to where they currently are. We also connect with other organisations and allied health professionals to find the best outcome for all our participants. Recently, another program that Hobart City Mission has launched is Mountain View. It's a supported living accommodation. It used to be the old Balmoral Inn in Glenorchy. People are currently moving in. We have 31 units on site. These units are for people experiencing homelessness who may have a disability. They could be leaving hospital and have nowhere else to go. Mountain View is designed for people of various abilities and needs, ages ranging from about 18 through to people in their 70s. It was about offering a wraparound service that is designed to meet specific and individual needs. Finding solutions and filling the gaps in services is something that Hobart City Mission is extremely passionate about. We have a dedicated team of on-ground staff that meet regularly from all areas of the organisation. Their role is to identify gaps in services and work to develop programs that address these gaps. We are dedicated to our disability service participants and we are very focused on ensuring that they have the same opportunities and enjoyment in our community as everyone else. And similarly, we are also very passionate about providing support and access for people experiencing homelessness to get them back on their feet. Hobart City Mission is extremely committed to increasing the support for people with a disability who are experiencing homelessness or housing stress. And Mountain View, and along with the Safe Space program, in connection with our disability services, are just one piece in the puzzle.
So for more information on any of the Hobart City Mission programs, you can contact us on 6215 4200. You can also look us up on the web at hobartcitymission.org.au. A big thank you to Hobart FM for supporting our community.